Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. Today's program focuses on Timothy Salthouse, a Brown-Forman professor of psychology at UVA, and his research in cognitive aging. Have you ever thought you'd hear this one day? Doc, I'm losing it!
Do 2 crosswords and call me in the morning.
With some studies showing that mental exercise such as crossword puzzles and playing chess can help individuals stave off the sort of cognitive decline that comes with normal aging, it may not seem so far-fetched. Predictably, these reports have generated considerable excitement among those who want to benefit and profit from cognitive stimulation. Timothy Salthouse, a Brown-Forman professor of psychology at UVA, said, "I get a reporter calling me every couple of weeks asking for an interview about this phenomenon. When I tell them the results aren't very consistent, they hang up and talk to somebody else." As a cognitive psychologist, Salthouse has spent more than 30 years making age-related comparisons about how humans think. In the UVA Cognitive Aging Lab, he spent the last 6 years testing the cognitive abilities of more than 2,000 students, professors, and local residents from the ages of 18 to 98. And the results are clear. Cognitively speaking, we're not as young as we think we are. He said, "People worry about memory declines, but it's not just memory. Many different cognitive abilities begin to decline very early." His research uses a variety of very sensitive assessments to measure 5 different areas of cognitive ability. His findings show, undeniably, steady downward trends in all but one area starting in the late 20s and 30s. He said, "A lot of people have found that you have these kinds of age relationships, but they're not willing to believe it. It seems counterintuitive, because they see all these high-functioning people in middle age and late adulthood." Knowledge, as measured by vocabulary, is the one area of cognitive ability that actually increases with age until it levels off in the 50s and 60s. The other abilities, reasoning, memory, perceptual speed, and spatial visualization, decline so dramatically that performance drops from the 70th percentile of the general population at the age of 25 to the 17th percentile at age 70 to 75. Similar studies using animal models in highly controlled environments have demonstrated similar results, leading to the conclusion that cognitive declines are more nature than nurture. Salthouse said that you can have these declines, but that doesn't mean your functioning in everyday activities is compromised. While he admits it's hard to document, he speculates that knowledge, experience, skills, and abilities may play a role in how an individual performs on a daily basis. He also thinks that the differing influence of these factors at different stages of life is what helps individuals compensate for cognitive decline. Knowledge and experience, for example, are limited in young adulthood, but physical ability and technical skill are often more significant at this time. These abilities become less important in middle and later adulthood when knowledge and experience become more valuable. Still, why do these declines occur? Salthouse said, "Just as some people age more gracefully, making them appear physically younger than their chronological age, cognitive ability must also decline less rapidly in some individuals. Across adulthood, you can accumulate these differential life experiences, these dispositions to act in certain ways, and those affect your rate of cognitive aging." Part of his research now involves looking for those moderating factors which might be responsible for slowing the rate of age-related decline in certain individuals. Such factors include gender, education, self-rated health, physical activity, personality, emotional effect, and even the sort of mental stimulation associated with working crossword puzzles and playing chess. At this time, his research has yet to identify any factor that individuals might attempt to manipulate to slow the rate of cognitive decline. Nevertheless, he suggested that people should behave as if cognitive stimulation really works to keep us mentally young, and goes on to say there is no evidence that it has any harmful effects. These activities are often enjoyable and thus may contribute to a higher quality of life. And engagement in cognitively demanding activities serves as a proof of existence. If you can still do it, then you know you haven't lost it. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the research of Ross Baird, a government and foreign affairs major in the class of 2007, and his study of who votes and why. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.